Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Zoe Robertson.
I'm Sophia Lepage.
I thought you guys introduced each other.
Sometimes, sometimes not. It's World's a little bit weird. Ricochet. We are joined in studio
by
Tom Gill
and Mike O'Neill. Hey, this is going to be fun.
Chips. Potato chips. 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 I love the chips.
Anything to do with chips.
Chips. Chips. Chips.
This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
So we are joined by Tom Gill, a solo and touring musician who most recently got back from touring with Martha Wainwright. He is also a self-proclaimed chiphead, musician artiste, and plays with Bernice, whose new EP is coming out on Arts and Crafts on June 16th.
June 16th.
Tom is also currently working on the public recordings play Other Jesus, which is showing May 6th to 14th in Toronto.
That's cool. I didn't know about that.
We are also joined in studio by Mike O'Neill, musician, singer-songwriter, actor, and screenwriter. And you may know Mike from his work on Trailer Park Boys, on and off screen, for his music. Mike, you have an upcoming project entitled Crawford, which is a CBC comedy series about family and raccoons, airing in the winter of 2018. Do you want to give us a little scoop about Crawford in your own words? Because that sounds
seeing as those very
amazing.
Vague what we wrote down also.
And also, I'll just say quickly, the theme is demons, and raccoons are probably the demons of Toronto. So that's very apropos.
Oh, well, okay. It's a comedy. There's a dysfunctional family. There's been a few of those on TV before. but this is kind of centered around a very interesting family. The mother works in the cereal business, and the dad is a retired police chief, and then the son went to school but dropped out and was in a band, and he doesn't know what he's going to do with his life, and then he finds out he's really good at relocating raccoons. And then it's just the way the characters kind of rub up against each other and all that. And the person I'm working with is a partner of mine in a lot of projects. He's Mike Clattenburg, and he's the guy that created Trailer Park Boys. This is my fourth project I'm doing with him. And, yeah, it's the first one that I've co-created with him. So I'm really excited about it.
Do you have raccoon actors?
Yes, we will have raccoon actors. And then we're going to have kind of fake raccoon stand-ins.
Right. Mm. Those raccoons will probably shoot to stardom. After Crawford comes out.
They probably will.
I'm sensing that is what I'm picking up. But
yeah.
What is the reason for you bringing the raccoon element in? Where did that start?
That was Mike's idea for sure. I think when you're trying to get something started, you're looking for an idea that has, this might be a gross use of the word juice, but like it has juice.
Using the word juice in the wrong context is probably one of my favorite things to do in the whole of my life.
I'm sorry if that was an appropriate use of it, but it's like it's an idea enough that if you kind of like you can work at it and it has lots of potential. And when you're trying to sell an idea to a network, you want them to see, like, oh, that could be an interesting situation. So the show about a person who removes raccoons, relocates them, I should say, that had some juice.
The chips we got are the most demon delicious chips of the chip world. Some might not even call them chips. They're a bit of a bastardization, if you will, of chips.
We got three kinds of this chip.
Lower. Original Pringles. Are they chip? Aren't they chip? Who knows?
Yes, I know.
Yes. Wasabi Pringles.
Oh, no. Yeah, yeah.
Pringles Buffalo Ranch.
And I know that you thought you were coming on a chips podcast, and you know what? Honestly. So we put together a demon quiz for you two to take part in. We have a series of five demons, and we want to figure out which demon.
Which demon are you?
Basically, you have to answer yes or no to these questions, and if you have an overwhelming amount of yeses.
That would probably be your demon.
Okay, so we're going to start with our first demon. You get your demon traits from an online world. Yes or no?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. You loyally served your master and the Burning Legion for thousands of years, but you were defeated during the Third War by the Mortal Armies.
No. Does it speak to you?
No.
No? Okay. Your full title is the Defiler, Erator Overlord of the Legion Forces.
No.
No.
Okay.
You sort of view failure at any level as punishable by death.
It's not my style, really. I go with no.
I mean, death is... extreme. I'm hard on myself.
Mm. Okay.
Kind of like demon light.
Software.
D-light.
That's too final. I kind of like prefer haunting.
Okay.
You know, okay.
That's so far of the options. That one is
this is one. This is just one demon.
This is one
These
demon
are the traits
of
one demon. Oh, I'm going to say probably none of us are this demon,
no.
But that was, if you found those traits relatable, then mm-hmm. you would have been most like Archimonde, the Defiler from World of Warcraft.
Oh.
But you are not him, so let's
no.
move on.
So forget it. Moving on.
Okay, so you're kind of a classic demon, and you like epic poetry.
Mm. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're fluent in Italian.
Yeah.
This might be you, Tom.
No.
Oh,
really?
I mean, my demon is.
No,
yeah,
your demon
is.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
can interpret
oh.
your demon as
thought,
you want.
I didn't know that. I'm not even surprised.
I wish.
Your friends give you a nickname, Il Grand Vermo, a.k.a. the Great Worm.
Oh. Not to my face.
You love gluttony, and your favorite number is 3.
No.
No.
Okay, so no. Okay, that would have been Cerberus, the 3-headed demon monster from Dante's Inferno, who guards the gluttons in the third circle of hell.
Not
I was
you.
Never into 3.
That's yeah. important for that demon.
It is, yeah.
Well,
and
then,
if you're
yeah.
not, then, I mean, it's good that you know that about
yeah.
yourself now. The fire whip is your weapon of choice.
Hell no.
Okay.
The fire what?
The fire
whip.
Whoa.
I used a whip this morning, though.
You did?
Well, it was like an iPhone charger, but I whipped
oh.
the bare bottom with it.
Well, I dare say
like,
you
I
might
make...
be able to answer.
This
would say, I would say,
that would
yeah.
be the most yes, except for the Italian thing.
Yes.
You're loyal to the evil Lord Morgoth. Until you die, which is never, because you're a demon.
I'm going to say no while Tom figures out.
I like some of those words.
So yes. I
so
think
yes,
you
I think
found
yeah.
your
demon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're tall, dark, and handsome, meaning that you're tall but can easily shroud yourself in shadows, you sly little fox you.
No.
And finally, you've got a serious hang-up about Gandalf.
Oh.
You're a Balrog. You are the demon Balrog from Lord of the Rings / The Silmarillion.
Before we move on,
yeah.
yes.
I just wanted to say that when I was in university, I wasn't studying like I should have been, but I was reading Lord of the Rings. And I got obsessed with the story, and I got a pipe, and I started smoking. And the reason I was smoking was because in this book, more than once, Gandalf, there's a couple of times where he is trying to decide something. Say a path goes to the left or the right. So he sits down and he smokes his pipe. And then as he's smoking his pipe, he decides to go right. Like he uses the pipe to make choices.
As a decider. Mm. Interesting.
And I started to do that too. I started to smoke the pipe a lot to make choices. And I had to stop... because a guy that smoked a pipe got into a car and I smelled him and I was like, I don't want to smell like that guy.
Right.
So I stopped smoking the pipe.
As a prison guard, you support the carceral system.
The what system?
Carceral system. You support the prison system.
I thought you were saying the car stereo system.
No. No.
That's the hell no.
Worse than a mooch, you're a literal soul sucker and feed on human souls.
Oh, God.
You try to eat healthy, but you can't help indulging in your favorite treat, human happiness.
You're not really loyal. You're just faithful to whoever provides you with the most souls to suck.
See, some of this is almost true, you know?
Wait, I think that means that this is your demon.
But just as your demon version is like a different version of yourself.
Your demon alter ego.
And you know,
some of this speaks to me. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, that means you are most like a Dementor, a guard of the Prisoner of Azkaban from the Harry Potter series.
Sounds familiar.
Yes.
They're really cool looking.
They are very, very cool looking. But also one of the worst demons in terms of demon power.
That's your opinion.
Okay, well, so I don't know if that actually gave us much clarity.
Listen, maybe with time you just think about those characteristics and you can come back to them and decide.
And honestly, it's just as much for the listeners to figure out what their true demon self is as well. So if that resonated with anyone out there, that's good to know.
Let me ask, are Pringles, are they sort of like chips blown apart and then molded back together?
Funny you should ask.
Yeah.
So we did a bunch of research about Pringles.
This is the first time we've done Pringles on this show because we don't really like them.
But we pre-decided that Pringles are not a chip, which maybe we shouldn't.
Right.
Pringles got into a lawsuit in the 60s. Officially, they are made from, quote, a slurry of rice, wheat, corn, and potato flakes. There was a lawsuit because potato chip makers didn't want
someone to use a potato chip name and not actually be a potato chip.
Yeah.
Right.
So then Pringles had to put like a little info line that said made from dried potatoes. Mm-hmm. But then the case started again in the UK. They were allowed to be potato chips. Is that right?
What a fucking dumb lawsuit.
And then they were relitigated in the UK in the 80s. Pringles then tried to backtrack and say that they weren't potato chips because they didn't want to pay a tax that chips had like a value added tax.
That's interesting.
So they then were like, oh no, we're actually not chips at all. Like, that's what you've been saying the whole time, isn't it? It was ruled that they are in fact potato chips, and then they had to pay $160 million in taxes.
So technically they are potatoes. Potato chips.
Mm-hmm. Legally. Legally.
Legally.
Which is what we're going by in today's diabolical episode.
We're going to have to make our own decisions about that.
And for people that can't see them right now, it looks like tennis balls.
Yep. I also wanted to mention another fact about Pringles. The guy who created the Pringles tube, he loved his creation so much that when he died, he requested that his ashes be put into a Pringles tube, and he's buried in a Pringles tube.
I wonder which flavor.
Mm, I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Why, when you saw that it was Pringles, you were really disappointed.
Yeah.
Now, why did you feel so strongly about it? Is it like, do you really not like the flavor, or what is it?
Yeah, I just, they're always like available on a train or something.
So you hate trains. True.
Oh. And you know what? That's because they fit on the cart so damn well.
True. It's like they fit in the same thing as your cup holder, your can. Your
also
can.
For
I'd be curious to empty them into a regular chip bag and see if maybe you actually get more chips in a Pringles thing.
I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't.
And what would you suspect? Less?
I'd say they probably give you more.
I would say so, too.
Yeah.
If I was looking after somebody's house and they left some things and they were like, you can have anything you want in here, I would not touch the Pringles.
No way.
That would be if you were staying at someone's house that you were house sitting and you got home really late from something and you had to eat something.
No. No way.
And there wasn't any
even if
frozen
you were starving,
food.
I drink a lot of water.
No. Wow. Okay.
Okay. I'm calling Andre.
Andre is our
demon expert.
Demon expert.
He's resident demon expert. I recommend everybody have one on call at all times.
Andre is an actor and director and comedian based out of Los Angeles, and he's got a film coming out called The Fourth. I think it's in select theaters this year.
Wow.
But we're going to call him and talk about demons.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Are we on? Is this the story or the recording?
This is the story.
You got the story for us.
Oh, good.
Hi, Andre.
This is...
How's Canada?
It's treating us
devilishly good.
Oh, wonderful.
This is Zoe.
Sophia.
Tom.
Mike.
Howdy.
Hi.
What are you up to?
Well, I got back to my house just in time. I was just checking the mail when the phone rang.
Oh.
I'm rushing inside to plug my phone in because it's way lower in battery than I thought it would be.
Just in the nick of demon
time.
I
think we'll make it. I got like 8% to get inside.
Did you plug it in? Depends on how long your driveway is. Did you get anything fun in the mail? Personal mail or just junk?
Mostly junk, and then I got some election ballot information.
Hmm.
So. Good to know. I already know where my voting location is, though. But in case it changes, that's good to be informed.
Yeah, certainly.
I have one out-of-context question that I wanted to ask you.
You mean not mail-receiving related?
Well, actually, if you know the mailer demon, it actually is related.
Oh.
I wanted to ask you, out-of-context, demon or daemon?
Take your pick.
Well, I'll go with demon.
Okay.
I'll go with Damien.
Damon is just a
from
name.
The Omen.
Do you have a favorite demon?
I'm trying to think. Well, there's so many good ones.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't know if they're technically demons or not, but in the movie Ghost, those little, like, dark shadows that carry bad people away to the underworld, those are my favorite demons. Let me ask you, who's your favorite daemon?
Oh.
Matt.
What do you think a modern day job for a modern day demon would be
in the 21st
like,
century?
You know, like demons of yore would basically be relegated to the underworld and bringing people down, kind of an escort into the underworld.
Right.
I think is the classic demon move.
My brain kind of went to librarian.
Oh, interesting.
Or they would just be texting at movies all the time.
That is a
that's
demon.
A good one.
That's a classic
that's a
demon.
One.
Do you have a favorite chip, Andre?
Chip?
Yeah. I'd say, in general, my favorite chip are restaurant-style tortilla chips.
Restaurant-style.
Nice.
Yeah. Keep
you're getting a lot of nods here. Those thick ones, but also the one when they have, like, a lot of salt on them are the best.
Yeah. Salty, thick tortilla chips from restaurants. Those are definitely my go-to. And then, yeah, those are the ones I make a point to buy. Outside of that, I like, I don't make a point to buy Doritos, but I'll eat those if they're around. They're always, like,
I'm seeing a pattern.
Be, but
triangle chips.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the triangle chip.
Good shape.
Kind of demon-y.
Yeah.
Three-sided.
Oh, yeah.
Which three, you know, is somehow related to six, which three sixes are a demon.
That's
lore.
True.
Yeah,
Cerberus
so.
Heads.
Right.
Cerberus
well,
heads.
Yeah, three,
exactly.
Six demon, six divided by two is
three. Which times
three
two.
Yeah.
it all adds
wild.
Up.
Yeah. How would you most likely reuse a Pringles container?
Tennis balls, probably.
Yeah. So would that just be like if you lost your tennis ball container, you would contain your other tennis balls in your Pringle can?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah.
So like a backup container.
Full circle here. Don't do as much anymore, but me and my friends used to have a fake church band where at the end of a show, it's like a comedy show, we would fight a big cardboard demon that we would make, and I would always use just like boxes and stuff. So one thing I may use is the Pringles. I'd probably make that the demon's dick because we use a 2-liter bottle or like a thing for maps, like posters, that kind of thing. And then so a Pringles can would be like perfect for a demon dick. So
that truly is full circle.
So in certain times, I would have used a Pringle can as a demon dick. So.
Balls inside, I guess.
Right.
I thought you were going to say, obviously, you went a very different route. I thought you were going to say when you said full circle that you would keep your Doritos that you'd gotten from other people when you didn't buy them yourself. You'd just bring your Pringles container as like a to-go for other people's Doritos chips, which is one way to use them. Anyway,
just something to consider for future. We have two more questions. Do you consider Pringles a chip?
Yeah. Of course.
Oh, hard yes.
It's a hard yes. I mean, you know, I'm open to all kinds of chips. You know, like a tortilla or a potato chip are further different than a Pringle and a normal potato chip.
Okay.
Our last question for you is...
Yeah.
Do you have a question for us about chips?
What's your favorite chip slogan?
Oh, whoa. Great question.
There's the old Doritos one. Crunch all you want, we'll make more.
I don't think I've ever heard that Doritos.
Me neither. It's not very catchy.
Really? It's kind of dated. Jay Leno used to, when he was like their spokesperson, he'd be like, catchy care what you say. He's like, crunch all you want, we'll make more.
Wild.
You can find him on YouTube. Please keep me posted.
We will do.
I thought of another question. Can I ask you one more question?
Yes, absolutely.
Have you had the Taco Bell Dorito tacos?
Oh,
no.
What's your opinion on those?
The shell of the taco is a Dorito, right?
Yeah, you can get Cool Ranch or Nacho.
Right.
That's what you would call a hat on a hat, where it's like... You're getting it for the inside, but it's like, oh no! But and then on top of that, there's flavor on the outside. Hat on a hat.
That sounds a little demonic to me. I'm gonna be honest. Mm-hmm. Not gonna say I wouldn't try it, but it does sound like a little bit, you know, like witchcraft, demoncraft.
Yeah. Well, you guys should test it out and see what you think.
Okay. Well, so we have to get back to you on two things.
Bet you can't eat just one.
It's not our favorite one. We'll have to talk about it.
No, we're going
to
talk about it.
Thank you so much, Andre.
You can't ask
just one question.
Bet you can't ask just one.
Okay, thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, well, sounds good. Have fun. Talk to you guys later.
Bye. I think we should just roll with what to me is the main question, which is the slogan which
question.
I think works really well with a segment that we've planned for this episode, which is another one of our surprises.
This is a loaded show.
So actually, Tom, we came up with this game together. This is the Demon Generator game.
What?
And the way that we play
you
is
don't
that
remember?
There are four
no,
of us in
I'm
studio.
Glad.
We're
remember.
Each going to get one slot, and we have to fill that slot, and I'm going to tell you what each of your slots is, and then by doing so we will Mad Libs a demon into life in front of us.
Okay.
So one of them is the name of the demon. The next one is a demon superpower. The next one is the target demographic of prey, or who is demonized by the demon,
killed, soul sucked, etc.
And the last slot is their look, aka physical appearance. So we're each going to think of one of those things separately, and then together we will craft like a super demon.
Right.
Okay.
Name is Quo.
They owe no money to the CRA.
You're not going to guess what I was going to say.
What?
What? Sorry, keep going.
That was it. They owe no money to the CRA.
The target demographic, I'm not kidding you,
yeah.
Was they were going to prey on people who don't pay their taxes.
That is so crazy.
That is so crazy.
Wow.
I actually just got shivers from that.
Possession.
Oh.
We can't open these Pringles.
It's just going to unleash
demons. Well, mine was, he looks like slime. He's a pile of slime.
More of a daemon.
That's a
daemon.
I
would say
moment.
It's a daemon. A law-abiding daemon.
I think we should open classic Pringles first and get an idea of what we're really dealing
with. Does anyone know the slogan for classic Pringles?
Once you pop, the fun won't stop.
Oh, right.
The fun don't stop.
Do you also know the name of the Pringles guy?
Julius.
Okay, yes.
Oh.
We know.
Julius Pringles or Pringle?
Who knows? I don't know that Julius really suits this guy.
What's it smell like? The train?
It smells more like the can.
It smells like the train.
It smells like a book.
Oh, I love that smell.
But not necessarily like...
But you don't want to eat a book.
Kind of a scholastic book. Not a...
Oh, that's like a brand new slurry book.
With a little bit of glue.
Yeah, exactly. Chip cheers. Pringles, I will give them this. The softness can be nice sometimes. Sometimes.
It's over with really quickly.
It is. The thing about...
It's like getting a shot.
It's sorry. Aftertaste. Aftertaste is, there's always like a really strong aftertaste.
So true.
Books.
The aftertaste is books. It's as if we were eating Scholastic Book Order books.
It is paper shredded paper.
It really is paper shredded. I bet you.
That's in the slurry.
That's in the slurry. It's just recycled paper.
The same machine that does the slush does paper mulch.
Maybe before we move on.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If you took the salt out of this, out of these ones, the original ones, what would you be left with? Is that like kind of saying, what would it be like saying?
Porridge.
Like basketball minus the ball.
Right.
Or,
right,
you know, right, like, I mean, right. What would the flavor be?
Doctor without the white coat.
Should we have one more?
Yes, just to, absolutely. Let's have, absolutely.
I
mean,
and I could stop at one. No problem.
Yeah, you but know actually, could you?
Yes. Okay. Well, I could demonstrate that, but I need to have these other ones.
For original Pringles, absolutely, I agree. Once I pop, I can absolutely stop.
So, check this out. Taste it. Imagine without the salt. Basically, it's a salt conduit or medium.
Vehicle.
Yeah. It's a salt delivery system.
Yeah.
But I almost feel like they're not even salty enough.
They're not salty enough?
No.
Have you tried Swiss Chalet? Because that might be enough salt for you. I'm not sure.
Okay, we're popping open the
Buffalo Ranch.
What is the slogan on top of there?
Oh, yeah.
You don't just eat them.
Hashtag you don't just...
You join them.
Yeah. This is... That is weird.
A slogan shouldn't leave room to interpret
or
be a riddle.
No, I agree. Get to the point.
Cheers.
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 I do
way
like
better.
It. It's not perfect, but it's better.
That is a hint of anesthetic.
I also like the idea of pepper, but not actually pepper.
Pepper?
Like, pepper. Like, you know, if you... We didn't send pepper out into space. We just sent, like, the equation, like, some picture of pepper for the aliens to look at. That's kind of what I was getting at.
What pepper are you talking about? Like, black
pepper? Yeah, like the buffalo
like
pepper?
Black pepper.
Black pepper. Okay.
Oh.
Sorry, no one else got that one.
You wouldn't even know what pepper is because you're like, is that the stuff that's black in the thing that's on the table? I've never tried that.
That's so true. I feel like Sophia tries to trumpet her salt love all the time. That's like your MO in life. And you're the first person who's like really fighting back on that. I like it a lot. I like that you're calling her
going
out
for
on
a
it.
Swim in the ocean with your mouth open.
Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm opening the wasabi. Okay.
What is wasabi?
Doesn't smell that spicy.
A green chip, very Shrek.
Very Shrek chic. Yeah. Cheers.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
It's a bite, though.
Wow.
That's really accurate.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's accurate, but what's the point, in a way? You know?
Yeah. Do you guys have favorite slogans?
Like chip slogans?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just remembered one slogan that I do quite like, which is a Lay's slogan, which is happiness is simple. I know it's selling you chips. It's vague. It's passive. I really like the sentiment. So I think I'm going to go with happiness is simple.
And what is the Cheeto one? Do you remember?
Dangerously Cheesy?
Oh,
that
Cheetos.
Might be the best one. Never mind, I'm changing it to that. Yeah. That's so good.
Also demonic, so.
Dangerously Cheesy is one that we remember off the top of our heads, as is Happiness is Simple, Lay's and Cheetos, big brands.
Right.
Which one is our favorite? It doesn't matter because it's only which one do we remember.
Right.
Is what I'm trying to say.
That's beautiful.
I was sitting here Googling slogans.
I'm starting to develop a chip filling in my teeth.
I am too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I also feel like this doesn't happen with regular potato
chips
as much.
It's the mulch.
The plywood.
It's the slurry.
They should call it the plywood of chips.
Mm-hmm.
Or
the
something.
Particle board of chips.
We have one more game, which, seeing as you're musicians, you would love. Just kidding, you'll probably hate this game. We have some demon song titles that we want to put out into ether. Each of us has to say one line from this made-up
song.
Just
make up the first verse, or the first couple of verses of a song based on the title.
And if it feels...
I need my pipe.
So the first one is, Hark, do I hear a demon cry? The second one, Demon, demon, not my demon.
I've been out there really scheming.
Now you have me steaming.
Underneath some boiling water.
That's good. AAAB or something. AABB.
You made me feel like a
natural
demon.
Natural demon.
Okay, let's let's pick that one up from the top. Okay. My demon, demon, not my demon. You have really got me scheming.
Now you've got me really steaming.
Underneath some boiling water. Some boiling water.
I do feel like a sea otter.
Great.
How much water?
Some.
Three.
Three. Okay. Three boiling waters.
Three boiling
waters. Three boiling waters. Or should we say six?
Three boiling waters.
My demon is hotter than hell.
My pitchfork is starting to swell. Yeah. No, that didn't mean it. Any
good.
No.
Guys, calm down.
Sheath inside its Pringles case.
It doth wear some demon lace.
Oh.
Hope my demon shows its face.
Or I'll put it back in the case.
The Pringles case.
Oh, boy. This is easy. What was I freaked out about?
Hell hath no fury like a demon's horn. No, we're going to pass
next.
It on.
Beelzebub's rock.
Is this made out of potatoes or corn?
Oh, yeah, are we doing that?
No, we have to. We have to.
Okay,
it started.
So hell hath no fury like a demon's horn.
Is this made out of potatoes or corn?
I love my demon, but I hate that scorn.
Do you want to watch some demon porn?
The answer is resoundingly yes.
Yes! That was more like poetry than the song.
The Dirty Demon Doo-Wop.
Ooh.
Quo, I'm raven evermore.
Got me doing the dirty demon on the dance floor.
Has me craven evermore.
Oh, Quo, will you trade me some ore?
I love that dirty demon lore.
Boston Bruins number 4.
I think we have to end the episode on that. That was beautiful. Wow. We've got 3 chips, Pringles Buffalo Ranch, Pringles Original, and Pringles Wasabi. On the count of 5-1 at 0, let's...
5-1 at 0.
How about 3? I'm gonna say we like 3, it's evil.
Okay, so let's do... I'll go 6-6-6-3, and then we'll name it after 3.
Perfect.
Okay, 6-6-6-3...
Buffalo Ranch. What did
you
say?
Have to exercise you.
Did
what
you
did
say
you
original?
I did.
That's
Demand loves a train.
Tom, came into this hating Pringles, and then you like the
mulchiest one. Everyone chose Buffalo Ranch.
Except you.
Except me.
Except you.
Wow.
I'm the evilest.
The only way that this game ends is that we all have to agree, because if you don't know, we build this as a fight to the death. Not between us, but between the chips. So we're either going to have to convert you, or you're going to have to convert us.
We could send Tom home with...
all 3 of them.
Everything that's left in the original.
Tom the demon, you like original? Keep it going.
You didn't... There's no setup there. You just sort of threw to me. What?
Yeah, I'm Tom the demon, you like original?
Please don't get physical.
Tom the demon, you better change your mind or you're going to pay a damn big parking fine.
Ooh, don't let Quo find you.
He's going to come get your CRA tax review.
That's my curse? We have to have quorum on this issue?
Absolutely.
Oh. We're all right, it's good. I like Buffalo.
So did we lure you to the dark side?
Well, before he says it, unless you want to wrap it up, I just have one last thing to
go
say.
Go for it.
Please.
These two, and I'm pointing at Wasabi in the original style.
Dicks.
The original devil dick. They actually taste like Pringles. And I think I like a Buffalo Ranch because I couldn't even taste the Pringle in it. Now, that would be a bad slogan. It's like Buffalo Ranch, you can't even taste the Pringle.
But, almost not a Pringle.
And I think that's why we liked it. And Tom is just more of a,
a purist, yeah.
Yeah.
A demon. You like pain.
He's like riding bareback on the Pringle horse.
You were whipping this morning and you're whipping tonight, if you know what I mean.
On the Pringle dick, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, sure.
But I think we already got you, Buffalo Ranch.
Oh, you coerced me.
This is a weird. Yes. You. Okay. Good.
No, that's
it's strange.
And
like
that's where it's gonna
end. The way you end your shows is to bully someone.
And the winner is 666.
Buffalo Ranch.
We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
We are your hosts and producers,
Zoe Robertson
and Sophia Lepage. Our audio engineer is Deanna
D.D. Morano. This podcast was recorded at
Eggplant Pictures and Sound.
And our special guests today were
Tom Gill
and Mike O'Neill.
Our theme song is by Fez Gielen.
This is a Sumo Audio production.
If you want to have even more fun than we did today, check out another Sumo Audio podcast, which is called Trampoline Hall.
I did a Trampoline Hall lecture once. Maybe you'll hear it.
Oh, if you love Tom on this show, check him out on a soon-to-be episode of Trampoline Hall.
That's what I missed,
so yeah. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe our show.
Rate, review, subscribe.
Subliminal messaging. If you play this backwards, it will say rate, review, subscribe.
Guys. Rate, review, and subscribe to the show. This is Mike O'Neill. Do it.
Wow, my butt is sweaty, I have to say.
I'm hot.
It's been hot in this studio.
That's good, right? That's good.
Yeah, yeah. That means we got the good juice out of this episode.
Juice.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.